What is up, guys? Welcome to my brand new podcast. This is Empowering the Future of Agriculture with Carson Osteen. So I'm Carson, and I'm a member of the Haywood FFA chapter, and for the longest time, I've been wanting to start a podcast. I never knew exactly when I was going to do it. I've toyed around with the idea millions of times, but I figured I could go on and get it started. But first, I want to go on and introduce myself, tell y'all a little bit about me, and what I plan to do with this podcast. So, let's start off by introducing myself. Like I said, my name is Carson Osteen, and I'm going into my third year of being an FFA member. I am the Haywood FFA Vice President, and my Supervised Agricultural Experience, or SAE, is Agricultural Communications. With this SAE, I actively am advocating on social media for agriculture and sharing ways that we can become better advocates and grow our industry and the knowledge of our industry and teach more people about the future of agriculture. So like I said, I'm from the Haywood FFA chapter, which is in West Tennessee. It's about an hour north of Memphis, and I have been a member of this chapter for 3 years, or going into my third year. I have both my green hand and chapter degree, and I have had a fantastic 2 years in FFA so far. I've attended 2 state conventions, 1 national convention, and 2 years of the Tennessee FFA Leadership Training Camp. I have competed in over 8, maybe more, competitions over the past 2 years. Starting off, I've done horse judging twice. I've done livestock, ag issues, extemporaneous public speaking, poultry evaluation, the AgriScience Fair at State, and a few more competitions. They're not coming to my head right now, but I've done my fair share of competitions. So I've seen a good array of the ag industry and how the competitions help aid our knowledge on that industry. I have also ran for regional office, I've also ran for a West Tennessee FFA regional officer position this past year. Unfortunately, I did not get the position, but that is okay. I had a great time throughout that process. That is something that I'll probably will talk about in a later episode too, about determination and all that kind of stuff. So I have, like I said, I've attended all these trips. I've done all these things with FFA, and I have had a great time doing it. And I know I'll continue to grow. I'll continue to do better. I'll continue to have more of these experiences. And I know all of these experiences will just continue and continue to grow me as a person and as a leader. So what am I doing? I currently run a social media account on Instagram titled Ag with Carson. I started this account back in January with just a little, you know, it was going to be a little project, just kind of like this podcast. I was going to see what I could do with it, and if people liked it, then I was going to continue doing it. And that is my main thing with this as well. If people like it, I'll keep doing it. And I knew this would help my SAE in the long run by giving me the ability to communicate with others about agriculture and continue to push agriculture out and share it with hundreds of people from either across the state or across the country. I run this account and I post regularly. I've had many series taught, like, for example, I did one about the future of agriculture, just some of the stuff that will be at the forefront of our industry in the near future. I did a series talking about my FFA experiences. I also did a series talking about how-tos for being an FFA member, whether that be how to grow as an FFA member, how to run for a position in office, or how to kickstart your journey, or just how to advocate for agriculture. I touched on all of that on my Instagram page. So if you have like any questions about all that stuff, y'all can head over there. It is titled Ag_with_Carson. I haven't really posted a lot over the past month or so on that. I've had a bunch of stuff going on with camps and FFA events and summer kicking off, school wrapping up. There's been so much going on over the past month or so that I have not been able to post regularly on there, but I'll be getting back to doing that over the summer. But what is my plan for this? I started up a website a few days ago, and it's also titled Ag with Carson. On that website, I will be doing blog posts on everything. For example, one story that I would like to touch on is I was made aware today that there is an issue in Haywood County regarding some of the farmers and their cotton crops. which I know this is more of a local thing for me rather than a state, national, whatever you would like to call it. But locally, there is a issue in our county with the cotton crop, with it being not growing, or with it not growing how it's supposed to this year. So many of the farmers are having to kill the crops and go in and plant soybeans last minute so that they can get some kind of yield and money off of that land. And one farmer I spoke to today, which is today's June 15th, but one farmer I spoke to today said that that issue is really affecting his farm mainly because they are a strict cotton farm. Their farm does not have the equipment to harvest row crops. They actually have six of the brand new John Deere CP770s, which are the brand spanking new, fresh off the line cotton pickers from John Deere. Like, this farm is not suitable to grow row crops. They don't have the equipment to harvest row crops or anything to deal with that. And with the blog section of this website that I'm starting up, I would love to be able to share these stories from these farmers' perspectives and share these stories of many other things going on with FFA and the agriculture industry. Like, for example, on another topic, Tennessee FFA recently passed over 33,000 members. We're at 33,465, which is a great number compared to the 32,000 number that we were at last year. Like, there's stories like that that I would love to cover and share with more people, and I believe that having this blog, having this website, having this podcast will be the best way for me to do that. And I'm excited to see that grow. I will hopefully be able to get some special guests on here eventually, whether that be some close friends of mine that are in FFA, maybe some farmers eventually, and some state officers that I am really close with, or maybe I can work my way up to getting a national officer on here. We will see how that turns out. But I have a huge vision for this podcast, and the main vision for me, mainly, is to advocate and grow our industry and the knowledge of our industry so that I can train and help, well, help train and help nurture the growth of the next generation of agriculturalists and advocates for agriculture. You hear a lot that people are just worried about the future of agriculture, but you don't really hear people go in depth about that. You don't hear the nitty-gritty, you could say. You don't hear that to believe in the future of agriculture, you have to believe in the future of the advocates too. And when you're not teaching the advocates how to advocate, you really can't believe in the future of a industry or anything that's dealing with that. So one thing that I really like to do is to advocate for the advocates, or for the future advocates, that is. That is one, like I said, one of the biggest things when it comes to the future of anything. It could be the future of a school that's being built or the future of your county, for example. If you're not teaching your up-and-coming advocates how to advocate, they're not going to be able to advocate and share what they know to keep the industry that you love up and going and growing. Another thing, like, the National FFA organization in itself is about to reach over 1 million members. That right there is a foundation of 1 million students across the country from Alaska to the Virgin Islands and Maine to Hawaii that will have so much knowledge about the agricultural industry, and you have to teach all of these students how to put their knowledge into action and advocate as much as they can. I love to preach on the word advocate. I have made many posts about being an advocate, of what advocacy is, and I know so many other people are about the exact same way. If you like something and if you really care about something, you're going to advocate for it. That's just how it is. And I love to advocate, and I love to teach people how to advocate. And I really, really think that this podcast will help me do that and help me grow, like I said, the next generation of agriculturalists and advocators. Now let's talk about the schedule for this thing. I'm not exactly sure how I will be posting or when I will be posting, that is, but I have an idea that I will try maybe weekly, so I have about 4 episodes out a month, or maybe I'll go bi-weekly. I really haven't decided yet, but it'll just be depending on how much I can get these things out and going and how many topics I have to discuss, which I'm sure there will never be a shortage of topics. The next episode will probably be about me just sharing my FFA journey from the start to where I'm at right now. And I really think that I will be trying to reach out to one of my great, like, really good state officer friends here soon to try to get one of them on here. And that will make for a really good episode. But I want everybody to go and follow my Instagram if you're not already. It is AgWithCarson. Go to visit my website, or subscribe to the email thing. It will give you a notification every time there's a new podcast episode posted, every time there's a new blog post posted, and anything like that. I hope everybody liked this episode, and if you have any suggestions, just go to my Instagram and message me on there, and I will respond, and I will take your suggestion into account. And I think that is going to be it for today. I hope you all enjoyed the first episode of Empowering the Future of Agriculture. I'm your host, Carson Osteen, and I will see y'all next time. Bye.